Welcome again, everyone. And relax once more. You already know. You're already flowing into it. Feeling yourself coming into that beautiful space of love, of peace, of benevolence, of the beauty of your soul. Unifying yourself more into all that beautiful soul that you are, sitting there, ready for another day of information, of the DNA layers, and for today, the Lemurian group that also lives in your Akash. In your Lemurian Akash. Breathe. And allow yourself to expand more into the consciousness or even consciousnesses of your many lifetimes, of your experiences. They're all in you, in this now moment, in this quantum reality that is your real reality, that you are learning more how to move into it, to live in it, to be it. Your multidimensionality that lives in no space and no time. Feel more of those energies, vibrations, resonances, and higher dimension. Breathe, allowing for more understanding, allowing for more light, for balance, for coherence, and for healing to come more into your multidimensional vision and understanding. Breathe and expand into it, merge with it, meld into it even more, even more. In a space of no beginning and no end, that is always in a circle, always in a circle of love. And from there, expand once more your heart, your multidimensionality, your beingness, to hear and feel and receive the love, the energy, the light from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. This is what I will call the blessing channel, which means the first channel, of class number 3 regarding the 12 layers of DNA. It's a study that we gave you over a decade ago that first reveals the magnificence and the unknown potentials and energies of your own DNA. Where we split apart into 4 groups that which are the 12 layers of DNA. 12 layers that we constructed and described for you that would make it easier for you to understand, perhaps, what is in there that you didn't expect. This particular class, one of my favorites. And that is because it reveals something that at the time of the book was not fully understood. Today's class refers to the energy of three layers, which I called the Lemurian layers. I've said to those who are teaching that there's been so much more revealed about the idea, the perception, and the knowledge, and even perhaps evidence of the small continent of Lemuria. There has been so much given past that which was given originally over a decade ago that they should expand on that. I cannot emphasize, I cannot de-emphasize at all the importance of knowledge of how it began. Dear ones, if more of the planet cognized the idea of Lemuria being the starting point of civilization and the truth about it, it would change it all. Perceptions, where you're going, ideas, perhaps even doctrines. And the strangest thing that we see regarding that belief is this. We have told you that you've come from the stars. There's beginning to be evidence now that there could be a lot of life. Evidence that says that perhaps half of the stars like yours in the galaxy that you look out upon, half have planets. And of those, many are in that particular zone that they call the habitable zone, just like yours. It could have water, gravity like yours, atmosphere like yours. The chances are there are billions of Earths, even as you look out there. Those who deal with statistics say there must be life, just like there is here. More and more scientists looking at this. And we've told you, you've come from the stars. There were those who came here, fully invested in their divinity. And they didn't even need ships to come. And we've told you this, that consciousness becomes quantum, perhaps over tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of years. And that they came here to do one thing. And that is to change your DNA, to give you their DNA, which contained the seeds of the Creator. And if you tell that to someone on the street, they would say, "You're crazy. That's just the most ridiculous thing we ever heard." And then if you say, "Okay, well, we're sorry we offended you. What do you believe?" And they say, "Well, we believe in the Adam and Eve story and the talking snake." And that is the two options that most of you have. One which probably will see science behind it sooner than later, and the other one, almost a fairy tale. Dear ones, it's no fairy tale that the seeds of the stars are inside you. Let the class begin. And so it is.
And so I invite you to close your eyes, and you may even wish to place a hand on your heart as we say these affirmations to our DNA. Dear Layer 7, my Lemurian Layer 1, within my DNA resides divinity. I give permission for this divinity to be revealed. I allow the energy of home to be fully present in my daily life. Dear Layer 8, Lemurian Layer 2, my Master Akashic Record. Within my Akash is deep knowledge and spiritual wisdom. I pull upon my Akashic wisdom to give me health, peace, a long life, and beautiful, loving relationships with others. Dear Layer 9, my healing layer, the cells of my body carry an intelligence known as innate. I give instructions to innate to release the correct chemistry for me, creating peace, balance, health, and long life. I celebrate this cellular communication, and I am an active participant in my own healing. And in your own time, you may gently place your hand on your lap. And from this energetic posture, let us invite the beautiful, loving messages from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. I know this particular channel is being listened to by those who did not take the class that it was attached to. But in the class, there has been the study of what is called the Lemurian layers, and one of those is so critical right now to so many. Layer 9 is the healing layer. It belongs to Lemurians. This is a statement that says it's a human attribute layer. It is a multidimensional, quantumly charged energy layer. All of your DNA, dear ones, truly is more than chemistry. And those who are quantum biologists are studying it. Is it possible that DNA is more than just chemistry? And they are saying, yes, indeed. It is not mysterious. If you start to look at physics, you will see that things beyond the dimensionality you work with are already there. There are attributes that show up all over that screen of the physicist's reality that is different from yours, where they begin to acknowledge, yes, there has to be a fifth dimension, a sixth, a seventh, an eighth. They start to tick off the attributes of dimensionality that you don't think you are seeing or ever will see. And that is why there is a study of these layers of DNA. Dear ones, as your dimensionality awareness increases, as the presence of this starts to occur to you, the presence being that which is the information, the awareness, the new energy, as the presence starts to build up, these dimensional things you hadn't seen before will come to you in your own reality. What I'm saying is you are starting to see that which is higher dimensionality than you were born with. Why? Because it's time. But more than that, because it was always there. It's like you're born on this planet and the planet is some kind of a huge home and you spend all of your life in one room. And that's what you're used to. Where the windows are, where the doors are, what the floor feels like, where the ceiling is and all. And you hear tales about other rooms, but they're beyond that which you experience. But you realize the house has always been yours. You're living in it. Most of humanity lives and dies in the one room. Imagine the shock on the other side of the veil when they see the size of their house. And some are saying, you mean this was always there? The answer is yes. If you look at it in this context, doors are starting to open to other rooms that are yours and always were yours and always will be yours. And what's in those rooms? The answer is a different dimensionality that allows you to see and do and manifest things that you never did before. If you look at layer 9, that's the healing layer, which is a Lemurian layer. This one epitomizes that which I just told you. It specializes in opening doors in the house that you don't think is there. Healing. I would like to tell you this. Within your own biology, within your own body, there's healing for almost every disease that ever existed or will. Doesn't have to come from the outside. Doesn't have to be manufactured. It's there. It always has been. And if it isn't, it is available directly from nature, because the planet is your partner in life extension. The planet, so much of it, takes in that beautiful, beautiful breath of carbon dioxide that you push to it and gives you back the oxygen that you need. What a symbiotic relationship you have to the dirt of the earth, to all of the plants that exist. Remedies for your life extension have always been part of the earth. Not synthesized in some laboratory, but all available. What has also been always available is part of that house, that bigger house that I say you're in that you don't know about, which will actually have influences in your chemistry to reverse that which you call aging, to eliminate disease. Some months ago, I presented all of this to my partner yet again. And I told him all about the 9. He didn't understand that. He hasn't really told anybody about it. When spirit starts to talk to you about 9, it's frightening because that means completion. And so where does the human go when the angel comes down and says, I'd like to talk to you about 9? Then you get ready, of course, for transition. It's the end. It's the completion of your life. This is where the human mind goes. And when I started telling him it's time for the 9, he didn't understand. And so at the appropriate time, while he was in channel to many people, we laid out what he was going to do next. And it was all about the 9. And now the revelation. The 9th layer of DNA, the circle of 12 to be developed into a program where at least 25% of it would all be free all the time to everyone, and the rest for students. Talking about that layer 9 will accomplish the impossible. Getting there to understand it had to be more than just telling people you're going to be exposed to a layer of your DNA. It had to be grander than that. It had to be more understandable than that. It had to be a metaphor of touching the soul, or perhaps even the face of the Creator. Again, I will tell you, this is the new energy, dear ones. An energy that is going to cooperate with you and your biology and your soul and your magnificence more than any energy that has ever happened on this planet. And it starts roughly. Because when you take darkness and blackness and low energy and you throw light at it, there is objection. A lot of objection. Those who believe it's not right, or perhaps it's magic, or perhaps it's evil, until they realize it's part of them, that they've always had it. This house that I've told you about, in that which we'll call layer 9, the healing layer, has doors which will open as you wish them to. But more than that, if you could envision doors with labels on them, finally, whereas you saw a black wall, a blank wall before, now you see doors with names on them, and they say things like healing, peace, benevolence, love. And then they start in with doors with names that only you recognize because they're your problems. Or they're your apparent problems. Or you think a certain thing is going to happen and it starts to have a door which shows you what you can do about it. In other words, all of these things are about you, your DNA, the healing that you have of fear, of anxiety, of premature aging. It's all there. It always has been there in each of you. The engine that is there is a healing engine for you. Now you just have to, you have to cognize it. Is it correct or not? Am I right or not? And if I am, how do you get there? And the answer is, human being, slowly. Because these doors open and some don't want to walk through them. Because they're new and they're different and they're strange and they're filled with energy that you don't understand, that you've never seen before. It's hard to go from a low energy to a high energy and not be affected. And so you go slowly. And that's why I always say, take my hand. Let's go there together anytime you want. We are so ready to take you there. And so it is.